This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we've got a special guest I'm excited about. We've got the Chief Marketing Officer for Friender, Matthew Proud. Matthew, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. Definitely look forward to our conversation.
I noticed in my area, I just saw how much of a population you already had that are trying or using the app. What was your strategy going in, or what's been your approach to creating awareness for the user?
Yeah, definitely. So basically our approach, being it's a networking app, we want people close by, you know, networking with each other and, you know, actually meeting up in the future. We wanted to create it organically from inside out. It's basically called saturated marketing. What we want to do is we wanted to basically target college kids first in different pinpointed areas around the country, top 25. In your area, I'm assuming there's a couple of big colleges probably on our list.
Yes, University of Arkansas, Razorbacks.
Exactly. So we're going inside out from colleges, and we want to try to all focus it first on just users, telling their friends, you know, getting out their word of mouth. We all know that's very effective. That's one of the most effective ways to market. And with a networking app that's based off of friendships, that's how we wanted to expand initially. Until we branch out and have pockets of people all across the country before we start doing our national campaigning of more, you know, national media and things like that. You know, pre 10,000 users, as well as kind of finding pre 10,000 people on the app, is finding, you know, what works best, different bugs on the apps, different, you know, fixes that we have to do on the actual live version. So it's kind of like a testing phase, the first 10,000 users or so. You know, up until about then, we're just kind of playing around with it a little bit, you know, getting pockets of users, you know, all across the country and seeing how well they're connecting, if there are any issues that are coming up.
Is your team being patient? I know it's challenging sometimes when you're having a campaign grow organically. We manage all types of campaigns, and sometimes we want to inject those other marketing techniques that I know you know with a marketing background, and sometimes it takes a little patience, but it's the best way to grow it. So has your team been pretty unified in that as well?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It is hard to be patient sometimes. You know, I have a lot of good connections to go national, but being we're trying to, you know, still test out some things. And of course, you know, the app launched and we want to make it, you know, huge, obviously, but we know to be patient and fix some things and adjust some things before we actually go out and, you know, market nationally, you know, to the wall. Yeah. So, yeah, you're exactly right.